Essential services, what are they? Over the coal spell from 2009 to 2010, obviously the guards, the hospitals, the fire brigade were all working. But so also were the National Gallery and the volunteers who worked there. Which reminded me of three volunteers in the National Gallery, people who come in and give directions to people who operate the desks or whatever. Three of these people talked to me some time ago about their favourite paintings. Jill Rowe, Margaret Harrington and Joe McFadden.
I'm Joe McFadden and I'm always interested in art. And I've chosen Military Maneuvers. It's by Richard Thomas Meinen. I chose this painting because it's a lively, colourful, humorous painting. The oil painting depicts a ragamuffin band, boys band, imitating a military band with sticks and household instruments like pots, pan, lids, old tins as musical instruments. In their bare feet on the village street, they remind me of my childhood in North Mead, the village before the Second World War. Like that, we delighted in getting out on our bare feet in the summer. I liked it. I wasn't supposed to. And especially you could paddle in the soft tar and get your feet destroyed with tar. And the paraffin oil was precious enough to remove it. The leader of the little group sports a Royal Irish Dragoon Guards band helmet, and the group is halted while a soldier from the regiment is passing with his girlfriend. He is in his colourful walking out uniform. I think he does not approve of the young lads and their behaviour, because the boys are teasing him, I think. And the girlfriend is sort of telling him, keep it cool. You know, ignore them, they're not important, you know. He doesn't like, he feels they're jeering him. Again, Meinen has that thing about poverty, a girl prominent on the left-hand side with a basket of ferns, poorly dressed, traditional costume, all right, but probably the ferns are for sale. The picture was painted in 1891. How many of these young lads ended up in the British Army to serve in Africa against the Boers, in India, or in the First World War? Very attractive painting and very human.
My name is Margaret Harrington. The painting is of Daniel O'Connell by David Wilkie. This is the first painting you see when you come in the door into the showroom. It's a very impressive painting. And one day I was passing by and I noticed that it was on loan from the Ulster Bank. And I thought, well, this is an unusual painting for the Ulster Bank to own. So I wondered how it came about, because everybody knows that Daniel O'Connell was the liberator, and they know about Catholic emancipation, which he gained in 1829. But a lot of people don't know that he was involved in banking. In 1835, the Irish banks were controlled by the Protestant ascendancy. So Daniel O'Connell decided that he would found a bank for the farmers and the shopkeepers and everyday people. But at this time, he was campaigning for the repeal of the Union, and he was getting very bad press in London. The London Times had said that he was ruffian, scum of Irish bog. So, as a founder of the National Bank of Ireland, this wouldn't do at all. So the Reverend Horace Cholmondeley, who was another director of the National Bank, commissioned a painting from David Wilkie that would give a better light to Daniel O'Connell. Now, Wilkie's problem then was, how was he going to project O'Connell, because he wasn't the head of a country. So he decided to give him an imperial pose, which he has there, and he's wearing the familiar black cloak with the rich red lining, and he placed him in front of a throne-like chair with a rich velvet curtain behind him. And to his left, he has his documents on a table with a rich design tablecloth, and he has the tomes on the floor. He is projected as a professional. He had to be seen in a very good light, and he had to be seen as a statesman.
Whenever I'm here, I simply have to come and look at it. It's by Murillo, who is a 16th century Spanish painter, and it's called The Holy Family. I think it's just beautifully painted. It's soft, gentle, but very bright. It's got this ethereal quality to it. And it's of a domestic scene in a very simple domestic setting. There's Joseph's tools of his trade there, little kind of hammer and saw and all on a little anvil. And here we have Mary's housekeeper's basket with her napkins and tools of the trade, of housekeeper's trade. And centrally, this absolutely lovely, lively, kicking baby. I think it's just absolutely gorgeous. I've never seen a painting where a man is so hands-on and used to holding a baby before, and a mother so confidently handing out her arms to receive the child. That's something very special in a depiction of the Holy Family. And then, if I keep looking at it, I can make it reflect easily back into this century. If you take Joseph out of his clothes and skirts and things and put him in a pair of frayed jeans, they would go absolutely perfectly with his sandals that you can buy very expensively now in Grafton Street. If you put Mary, who at the moment has got a very neat hairstyle, in a ponytail to go with her neat little stud earrings, and there we have the perfect contented cat. I think you've got a lovely painting that will reflect today's loving family, and it just draws me straight into it. For me, I think the most important thing in life is the family, and I just love to see it portrayed so lovingly and so carefully. It's all that matters today. Is the family and the as much love as you can pour into it. That's the truth of it.
They're never just paintings, are they? Jill Rowe, and before her Margaret Harrington, and before her Joe McFadden, all volunteers in the National Gallery in Dublin. You've been listening to The Curious Ear. I'm Ronan Kelly.